We're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Kim, back again, and you're still listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So happy to have everyone back here, you know. And look at that, it only took like 9 minutes to come back. That's pretty good for us. Anyways, right now we have McKenna Tate.
Hey, what's up?
Very, very quick, as of a few hours ago, honestly, yesterday, McKenna just hopped in. So we're very lucky to have her. And yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. First off, thank you so much for having me. Stoked to be here today. My name is McKenna Tate. I'm an indie pop artist. I'm a senior at Berklee College of Music this year. I'm from California, so I'm really enjoying the sun today.
Where in California?
I'm from Santa Barbara.
Oh, I'm from San Diego.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my dad went to UCSB.
Okay, love it. Yeah, Santa Barbara's the best. Mm-hmm. I like Boston when it's sunny.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really nice day today. I wasn't sure what to expect because yesterday was not a nice day.
Yeah, but I wore my leather jacket and then looked at the weather app and was like, oh, I don't actually need this.
Mm-hmm. I know, I also brought my jacket, didn't need it. That's the best feeling. Okay, do you want to... Are you going to be playing originals or...
Yeah, I'm going to do all originals and one cover.
Awesome. Cool.
Got to throw one in there. Radiohead cool. Tune.
Mm, yeah. Perfect. We love Radiohead here. Okay, introduce your first song and get into it.
Cool. So this first song I'm going to play is called The Same. I just released my second EP in June called Freedom, and this is one of the tracks off that. Here we go.
Changing.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, now that we've heard you sing, let's talk about your musical journey. Like, when did you start singing? When did you start playing guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started singing, ever since I could talk, really. But I started playing guitar when I was, 8 years old, and that's what really got me into songwriting. I took lessons from this woman for over 10 years. She's like a second mom to me. Her name is Kate Wallace. She's incredible. And she spent over 20 years in Nashville as a songwriter and taught me literally everything I know about songwriting.
Wow, that's awesome. So why did you come to Berkeley?
Yeah, I wanted to keep on the music track. I actually made the decision to go to Berkeley the night that decisions were due. I almost went to UCLA to study pre-law instead.
Oh my God, wow. That's
so
crazy.
Very different life, very different track, but
wow.
Music is just what I've known I've always wanted to do, and I didn't want to give that up. It just feels like something I have a purpose doing, and it's mm-hmm. so fulfilling and feels really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, wow, that's kind of crazy. And then you'd still be stuck in California.
I know.
You got to get out.
I got to get out.
Got to get out of California, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, unpopular opinion.
But I will be moving back.
Yeah, so you're a senior. Are you finishing this year?
Yeah, I'm going to basically be done this semester. So I just have...
Oh, this semester?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just have two more classes in the spring, which are just fun classes. But then I want to move to LA right when I graduate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. You got to figure it out.
I know. I'm ready. I'm so ready to move.
Do you like Boston?
No. I want to.
Like a California girl.
I do.
Interesting.
I do. But I'm also so grateful to have spent this time in Boston because I feel like you need the experience of living on a different coast.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of am the opposite. I feel like I resonate a lot more with the East Coast in Boston than Southern California.
Do you think you're going to stay over here after graduation?
Yes. Probably.
Okay.
So. I get really homesick, but that's just because I love my fam.
Yeah.
The fam.
That's fair.
But I'm not obsessed with the place. But yeah, whatever. Okay. Play your next song.
All right. This one's called Hooked for Life. This is on that same EP that just came out. Thank you.
That was beautiful. You know how to work the mic too. We don't really need to do anything because you're like moving around how you should be.
Thank you.
That's what's so nice about like all you Berkeley people is like, you guys know what you're doing. You know how to work the equipment. Like, it's just nice. Although that was Dominic also, by the way, taking photos.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dominic. He's a new addition to the team. Him and Madison will be sharing the photography status this semester, so thank you to them. I wanted to ask you about your released music.
Yeah.
What is, where can we find it? When did you release? Like,
yeah, so I'm on all streaming platforms under McKenna Tate, no C's, one N. And I started releasing music, I think the month before I started at Berkeley, so August 2021, I believe that would have been. And I just released a single that month, and then I started working on an EP after I wrote the next song I'm going to play, actually. And that one came out in April of last year, and then I just released my second EP in June of this year called Freedom. And I released a single in January also, and I just started working on an album, so a lot of music out there. I think I have 13 songs out. And yeah, I just started working on an album, so.
That's a ton.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So are they, you got a full band for most of the songs, or?
Yeah, basically all the songs are produced very indie pop. Some of the more early stuff is a little more acoustic and more kind of singer-songwriter indie folk. But the direction I'm kind of moving in right now is way more indie pop. I've been working with the same producer for a really long time, and we grew up together. We went to high school together, and he's incredible. His name is Chris Casriel, and would not have been able to release the last two EPs without him. So shout out, Chris.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of big accomplishments.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it feels good. It's really fun. And it's nice to feel like I have something to show for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as an artist, it's just so important to get music out there.
Yeah.
And a song is never gonna be done, so you just kind of have to let
totally.
It go at some point.
Totally. Yeah. Does your guitar have a name?
It doesn't.
No?
I've never been able to name my guitars. My car has a name.
Okay.
I drive a Mazda.
Wait, what's your car's name?
So I drive a Mazda, and mm-hmm. her name is Mazzy Star.
Oh, cute. So love that.
But yeah,
okay.
This is a new guitar. I just got it actually a couple months
ago. Oh, really?
Ago. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. Okay, keep going.
Okay, this next one is called Naked. And yeah, this is on the first EP. I'm allowed to curse, right? No, got it. Perfect. For you to forget about me, trying to
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm loving you.
Thank you.
I love this.
This is so fun. Thanks so much for having me and letting me be here today.
Yeah, of course. Mia said that you play like a ton of shows.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, what is your like week-to-week schedule? Like, what does your Google Calendar look like?
Oh my gosh. Right now it's kind of insane. I'm focusing a lot more right now on doing writing sessions. Mm-hmm. So I've been writing a lot with other artists. And that was a lot of what I did this summer too. But last year I played 79 shows, I believe it was.
Holy, that's a lot.
Yeah. And 50 of those were just summer alone.
Wow.
So yeah, I was doing like three or four shows a week.
And you were here over the summer?
No, that was in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
But that was between, I did a couple shows in New York, a couple shows in Canada actually this year.
Oh, wow.
And California. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, week to week schedule is, I don't do band rehearsals actually. I just for my like gigs, I guess, I think it's way more fun to just tell my band what songs we're playing, like covers, and just have them all learn it. And we kind of just improvise. It just makes it so much fun. And wow. Every show gets to be so different.
When you're a good musician, you can do that.
Yeah. I'm so blessed to play with incredibly talented players. So they make it easy.
That's so awesome. Have you ever played at the Burren over here?
I actually haven't. Yeah, I haven't played as many places in Boston. A lot of the places I played are in California.
I see. Do you play at like bars or like what is the...
Yeah, I do bars, breweries, wineries, private events, coffee shops. I played at a bookstore once, schools, like literally everywhere and anywhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Booked and busy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, keep it going.
Cool. Let's get to the cover. I'm going to do High and Dry. I recently also just did a session with Brandy Melville in New York.
Love those. They're so cute. So I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah. And so this is one of the songs I did with them too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yourself for recognition. Kill yourself to never
Was that Dominic's? Was that the camera? I heard like a ch ch ch.
Yeah.
That's funny. He can't hear me, but. Oh my God. I was like, what is that? Was the train like going? Okay. I'm getting psyched out. That was awesome.
Thanks. We don't exactly have a soundproof studio, if you couldn't tell.
Not at
it
all.
Kind of adds to like the ambiance.
Right.
It's kind of
totally.
Fun. So rock and roll.
There's someone called. Okay. If you're calling in, I'm sorry, we're not in the other studio right now, so we cannot pick up the phone. Feel free to DM our Instagram, postlssglow. We just physically can't, like, go over there. I mean, I guess one of us, I don't know. So, like, we usually don't take callers. Sorry to who's calling in. I don't really know I'm sorry, we're not in the studio with. We need to get a phone in this studio, and then we can pick up the phone. We do have one, but it doesn't route into the. It doesn't route into here. Okay. Anyways, we have to do a PSA. I picked the pedestrian safety PSA because I was recently talking to a friend. Who is it? I think Madison, about my values with or my opinions about pedestrians. Anyways, I'm going to read the PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey traffic signal laws. A life-saving message from your friends at WFO in Medford. Basically, my opinion is that if you're jaywalking, you need to find a slot to walk through. You can't just like go expect everyone to stop here, which I feel like is common sense, but people on college campuses obviously just walk. And I just don't.
Wait, this is so funny because literally like my biggest ick, this is kind of bad, but it's like when people start walking and then there are cars coming and they like retreat.
Like, oh my God.
At that point, like, just go. Like, just
no,
run.
No, yeah.
Like, just
that
go.
That for sure. But, like, just find there will be a slot that you can, yeah. like, get
You have
through.
To wait for the pocket.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
We have
I
a
agree with
here.
This take. Really? I agree with this take.
And remember that the cars have the right of way.
Well, okay. Let's just, let's move on.
No, no. Hear me out.
This is a hot take.
Like, I know you're supposed to stop for, like, pedestrians, but like if someone's standing on the side of the road and you stop because you're waiting for them to cross, like I feel like a lot of time that's more dangerous to like yes. everyone else on the road. Yes. Like if someone's like actively walking in front of you, like they shouldn't have done that, like you should stop. But if someone's just like standing looking like they're gonna cross the street, like please keep driving, because sorry, it's just happened so many times to me that we're like I'm like about to like cross the street and like someone will like fully like slam on the brakes and come to a stop, and it's like you didn't need to do that, like I'll go behind you, it's okay.
That's my exact point as well. That's exactly what I mean.
I agree with that.
Okay, we're all on the same page. Yeah. Okay, let's get back into the music. Go ahead, introduce your next song.
Okay, I'm gonna actually play you guys a new one. I just wrote this last week with some friends, and it was for one of my songwriting classes. It's called Crash Out. I'm going to have to, like, figure out how to, like, bleep myself. So I'll just use different words for a couple of them. But it's called Crash Out. Probably going to be on my album. And I love this song. I'm really excited about it. So here it is.
Vicious cycle, another night on the same. Cause I'm nothing without someone, so I made friends with the pills. It's a stand-in for the way you made me feel. And I crash out. Oh, you know everything compared to you is a letdown. And I'm a crash out. letting you go means losing you. I'll just crash out. Cause I'd rather be numb than try to move on, so I crash out. If letting you go means losing you, I'll just crash out. Cause everything brings me back to you.
Beautiful. Amazing.
Thanks.
Is that one released?
That one is unreleased.
Okay.
And yeah, that one's probably going to be on the upcoming album. I actually just finished production for that song over the weekend.
Wow.
And I wrote it this week. So
wow.
That was a really quick
what?
Turnaround for that one, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're just like, you're yeah. like a machine.
That one I just wanted to crank out.
We have some friends here also.
Hi, friends.
What was I going to ask? Oh, yeah. What is your time frame for this new album? When is it coming out?
I would love to try to get it out by summer. I think my goal is to have it like completely mixed, mastered, everything by March. So I'm going to try to have it written by like January. Yeah.
Where are you at right now with it?
I feel like I'm kind of starting to take a detour from my original plan. So
as
I
it,
might
as it
be
goes.
Kind of back in square one, which is totally fine. And I'm accepting that that's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of unsure, honestly. I had like a lot of songs written for it, and then I was like, wait. Then this song came about, and I was like, oh, I might want to do more like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So it's good you're leaning into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep playing.
Cool. All right, this next one I'm going to play is off the last EP. So this one is released. It's called What's It All For? Thank you.
Beautiful. So that one is released.
That one is released. And all the ways that I play my songs live are very different from the way that they're recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I said this earlier, but it's just fun to always do something different and
yeah, totally.
To never, I guess, like have the same performance. And what's the point of playing live if you could just go listen to it the exact same way?
Yeah.
So. I completely agree. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Constantine's coming in a lot today. Yeah. He has some things to say. Okay.
I love interjecting.
Yeah. I was just like, okay. Oh, okay. Wow. I'm like in a corner here. My question for you is what are some artists that have been a really big inspiration for you?
Ooh. Dalwater Gap is my number one inspo forever and always. I love him so much. Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac, specifically Stevie Nicks, just like her vocal style and songwriting. Holly Humberstone lately has been kind of an influence, and Muna so much. That's kind of what I want my next project to sound like, is Muna, Dalwater Gap, Holly Humberstone, kind of that like dark indie pop vibe with really like conversational but intentional lyrics.
I love that. That's awesome. Have you heard of that like new play, Stereophonic?
No.
Oh, there's like this play on Broadway that's like kind of about rumors, like Fleetwood Mac and their like them recording and writing rumors and stuff, but it's like not about Ooh. That. But it like basically is. It's like a band in the 70s and they're recording this album and there's like all of these like relationship drama. And, oh but it's God. Anyways.
That's like Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah. Someone in my class, in one of my classes, was like talking about it. And apparently one of like the Fleetwood Mac people was like suing them because it's like literally. But anyways, that's just.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You should. Are you into theater at all?
I, like, grew up in theater, actually.
Yeah.
I was in, like, 17 productions by the time I was, like, 14.
Right. I could figure yeah. that.
But then I quit theater.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah. We got to learn how to sing somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you do, like, choir or anything?
I did choir in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I quit theater in high school, and I just started, like, focusing on my own music and yeah. songwriting.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay, 48. We have like 2 to 3 more songs.
Word.
So go ahead.
Maybe I'll just do a Fleetwood Mac song then.
Yeah, you should do it.
I think I'll do it. All right. Yeah, it's only fitting. This is like one of my favorite songs to play with my band. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, your like voice is so just, you have so much control. I love it. It's amazing.
A lot of voice lessons.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been working on it, so.
Yeah.
It shows.
Thank you.
Okay. We have 8 minutes left.
Cool.
So maybe even two more songs. Probably two.
Awesome.
So go ahead.
Cool. I'll end with two songs that are on the first EP I released. That one's called Better. And I'm going to play you one called Tell Me First. This one's actually about my dad, not a boy. So here we go.
Thank you.
beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay. One more song.
Cool. All right. We're going to end with the title track. This is called Better. And this one is about an ex-boyfriend.